Road carnage. More than 1,000 Kenyans have lost their lives in road accidents since the beginning of the year, National Transport and Safety Authority, NTSA, Director General George Njau has said. Njau attributed the road carnage to speeding, lane indiscipline, drunk and reckless driving and use of unroadworthy vehicles. The Director General decried the high number of accident-related deaths and called for stringent enforcement of traffic rules to avert further loss of lives. One life lost is too many and it's unfortunate that majority of these accidents are preventable, he said. Speaking at Kyumbi Junction in Machakos during a crackdown conducted by NTSA in conjunction with the National Police Service, NPS, along the Nairobi-Mombasa Highway, Njau also highlighted the need to create awareness to the public on their rights as passengers to ensure safety during while traveling. Many times, passengers appear as helpless, and they need to be sensitized on their responsibility as travelers. In some instances, you will find passengers boarding a 14-seater matatu as the 15th, 16th or 17th passenger, added the Director General. He noted that the crackdown which started in February will continue across the country to reduce carnage and ensure smooth travels for Kenyans and especially during the Easter holidays. This is not a one-time event, it is a continuous exercise and a joint engagement between NTSA and NPS to ensure sanity on our roads, said Njau. The Director General reiterated NTSA's commitment to road safety following a reinstatement of the authority's officials on the Kenyan roads by the Cabinet Secretary for Transport Kipchumba Murkomen. He called on road users to exercise control to reduce the high number of accidents recorded in the country. Road users should take own responsibility to ensure safety. My appeal is for people to take time on the road, stop speeding and overlapping, rest well and have the right documents, added Njau. During the crackdown, more than 1,000 vehicles were impounded for flouting traffic rules, according to Athi River Sub-County Police Commander Jos Mudavadi. Mudavadi said the exercise is meant to sanitize the roads and reduce carnage. We also have done some arrests for unroadworthy vehicles and reckless driving. Those arrested will be taken to court and charged accordingly, he said.